Steve Jaco pre-game interview.
Obviously, COVID's thrown things out. No VFL action, but the Cats have been running scratch matches under the Bendigo Bank banner, with the Bankers taking on whoever they can play. They've played the Gold Coast quite a bit. It's been like a little baseball series. But the man who's leading that charge is the great Shane O'Bree. He's been good enough to join us for Prestige. Jaco, Cheese, Kingy, Benny, Cass and Domsey in the K-Rock Hub. Nice to play somebody other than the Gold Coast yesterday.
Yeah, it was. It's been good, actually. We've been able to organise a fair few games against the non-selected team, our players, some other teams. So we played Gold Coast twice because they got really healthy numbers, so we. And then yesterday we played the Bulldogs. They had about 20 players to choose from. We had 18, so we just played our 16v16 match and played about 80 minutes of footy, which is great for the boys.
All right, who performed well? Give us some names of guys that are in that sort of selection mix that have put their hand up to, you know, potentially take on the Bombers next Sunday.
It's probably those guys that have been in and out of the team, I suppose. Lockie Fogarty was really good yesterday. He got heaps of the ball, played midfield and forward, kicked a couple of goals as well. Zach Guthrie down back, he's just been super reliable, and he's doing everything right with all the games we're playing. He's probably our oldest player we've got playing at the moment. So his leadership, and he hasn't put a foot wrong. He's just with the team and the back line going really well. He's found hard to get a spot in the team. And Asaba came back and played his first, VFL game for a long while, and it was good for him just to run around for 80 minutes with a bit of freedom and take a few marks and play in the ruck and just get a bit of confidence back, really.
Yep. Scotty spoke during the week about that potentially yesterday was going to be the last chance with only three home and away games for some players to push their case for senior selection. And one name that keeps coming up is Nekiah Cockatoo. Can you give us an update on how he performed, and is he inching any closer to the thoughts of Scotty and the match committee?
Yeah, well, he's in probably in the same boat probably with a few guys. He's been, luckily enough, now probably the last three games he's played with no restrictions, just played footy. Been able to run around with a bit of freedom, and we've just been playing as a midfielder, and yesterday probably played more forward than midfield, so we're still not experimenting, but just trying in different positions to get him in super form, so if he's required at AFL level, we've got a player there ready to go. He's just one of those guys who hasn't played a lot of footy for a long time, and his body feels good now. It's just getting him in that AFL ready form to come in and perform and do what he needs to do, as we know he can.
Shane, it's Ben Cass. How's your chocolate addiction going in the hub?
No, very good. Well, luckily enough, there's a Woolworths about 500 metres away, so there's been plenty of chocolate and ice creams and lollies, and I haven't got kids to share with, so it's been great.
Well, I think they might be on the way up soon. I can report too that I know you love your lawn. We spoke to James Kelly a few weeks ago. He loves his lawn too. And I know you, like, wow, you're on the 1 to 10 scale of loving my lawn. You're off the Richter. And it's since you haven't been watching it, it's actually seems to have got a bit more freedom. It's really going beautifully, so you'd be pleased with that.
Yeah, I'm expecting that we might be able to make a bit of hay when I get home. But my mother-in-law has been doing the lawn, so hopefully she's done a good job.
Have you, the boys, in seriousness, the hub, it seems each time we, and I suppose the results potentially helping to reflect that, but it seems like the club and the staff and the players have really embraced the hub, and it's not obviously ideal, but you've got to make what of it what you can, and the club seems to have done a really good job in keeping a positive vibe throughout.
Yeah, it's been really good. With, Southport, where we are at the moment with the footy ground, all the facilities so close and just walking distance, it's been easy for us just to, switch on and get our footy stuff. But then you've got your, when you want your own time, you've got plenty of spots where you can actually just chill out and, step away from footy. And then we've had a couple of little functions in-house, which that sort of just keeps everyone coming together and just having, meals together, get to know players and staff better and get to know more about them because we're living together as much as we can. And, you can still step away and sort of get that freedom away from footy too.
Do you find that you're talking to guys that, and like you mentioned, they're getting to know guys that you potentially wouldn't spend a whole lot of time with if you were just in normal routine at the footy club, and that has that also been a part of it, that you are getting to know guys and on a different level other than just footy?
Yeah, for sure. Personally, from my position, I spent a lot of time with all the first to 40s, so I know them pretty well, but I don't spend socially a lot of time with the older players, so now I can and get to know those guys better. And a lot of those guys are probably in the same boat as me with young families, and I suppose setting themselves up after footy, and just good to talk to them about that, and just get to know everyone. I think even staff as well. We don't really get enough time where you just actually sit down and relax and talk anything besides football. So that's been great too.
The Prestige Jayco, Australia's number one motorhome dealer on the Bellarine Highway at Newcombe, speaking with Geelong VFL coach Shane O'Bree. Here's Tom Lonigan.
Jeezy, how you going, mate? Good to speak to you.
Good to hear from you, Domsey.
I had a few text messages come through late last night. I hear the boys had an in-house function maybe last night, a couple of beers with the bye next week. Did you get down and see what was happening down there? Were you a part of it?
Yeah, we did. We've got a nice little rooftop at the top of our hotel, so we were lucky enough last night. We had a barbecue dinner and had a couple of beers together and just a chat and listen to a bit of music and play a bit of pool and table tennis and watch the footy in the background. And it was good little get together. And yeah, I suppose luckily enough now we've been on short turnaround. Just this time we've got a 9-day break, so we're able to have a couple of beers and just relax.
And one of the guys that no doubt you would have spent a lot of time with, who I know pretty well, is Francis Evans. I'm sure he's appreciating being away and getting to know all his teammates really well. Obviously, didn't come through the pathway, the under-18 NAB pathway, but I'm sure he's tapping into Paddy Dangerfield and Joel Selwood, these guys, and understanding the requirements it takes to be a really good AFL player.
Yeah, for sure. He's really untapped in that area with I suppose he hadn't had much access to. He's been in the Calder Cannons for a little bit, but once he got here, he's one of those guys that's a sponge and wants to get better, and he wants to do it quickly as well, which is great. So he is using all those guys as resources, but he's been one of the young guys that has really impressed us a hell of a lot with how much he's improved as the season's gone on. And he's been emergency a couple of times, so he's not far away. His game's, he's got a bit of X factor. He knows where the goals are. He wins these pretty good contests that not many young guys can do at that age. So, you never know as the year goes on whether we get a game or not, but we know we've got to play down the track.
Cheese, obviously there's going to be list reductions at the end of the year and there'll be players out of contract. And as you said, you deal with the first to four-year players and there's some second-year players who are out of contract and haven't played any AFL football this year. Do you become a bit of a sounding board for them in terms of just personal, fears, but maybe just their concerns about what footy holds for them beyond, October 2020?
Yeah, for sure. With our player PD team as well, I thought there's a lot of guys that are out of contract, not just our first to fourth year. So you are talking to them regularly. Just worst case scenario, it can happen. Without knowing all this size, there's so much uncertainty too. But a lot of those guys are aware of that. They can only control what they can at the moment, which is when they've got games of football, they just got to perform and keep putting their hand up because that could happen at the end of the year. But also, if it does happen, there's still other AFL teams that might be out there looking at them as well, so they've still got to perform. And I think we've had pretty good success over the last couple of years that if guys do get delisted, they're being picked up at other teams too. So, ongoing conversations, but the guys have been really great in the hub that are living in that uncertainty, and their professionalism and their attitude's been great, and they're still heavily invested into being the best footballers they can be.
What do you make of the VFL announcement or the AFL announcement regarding the VFL and the NEFL coming together as one for 2021, Cheese?
Oh, it's good to get some clarity, really. Just I suppose we've been sitting in the uncertainty with it all for so long now. So at least we know we've got next year, and I'm hoping from our end it doesn't really change too much, where we can still keep on having our own team in whatever league it is, and keep developing these players the best we can. So it's good to have clarity, and hopefully over the next couple of weeks we'll even know even more with all the rules and regulations and salary caps and such of those things as we go on.
Are you confident, sorry, Benny, you're confident Geelong will have a VFL side, Cheese, or you haven't been privy to those conversations?
I think we're hoping to have one. It just all comes down to the dollar these days with running your own VFL team. It does cost a bit of money, and obviously with the situation at the moment, we still don't know. So we're sort of waiting on those answers with the league that's being set up now with what it is actually going to cost.
Shane, we heard all sorts of rumours about clubs and players demanding things and billing the AFL. We heard a rumour that you asked or you've tried to have... Well, how come you're laughing?
I'll wait until we're done with this yet.
And I don't know, this was just a rumour. It was in the Addy.
No, it wasn't, Ben.
That was a joke.
Very careful, no, it was, Ben. Because no, I actually know the Addy boys are listening to us right now.
It was on social media then. It was on something. It said that you asked and tried to build the AFL to turn your room into a sports bar complete with... with all Sky Channel, 5 tote screens, and a reverse FPOS punt machine. Is there any truth to that rumour?
Have they got a tab touch thing as well? I need one of those.
No, that's the reverse FPOS.
Yeah, well, that is hub life, so... I wish, mate.
I think you got number 10 in the next at sale, so good luck in the punters club today.
I look forward to taking your money again.
Yes, that's been the last 3 weeks.
Well, geez, good to talk. How much longer will you play these scratch matches for? As long as Geelong are alive and you can find an opponent, yeah. Or will they stop at the end of the home and away series?
We've got this weekend and the weekend after, we've got 2 locked in, and then it really just depends on... I suppose, what the game, like the day turnaround between games and stuff like that. But our philosophy has always been all year, just for these boys, is just try and get as much footy as we can when we can. And it's worked out really well with just the other teams, probably the same philosophy. So I assume that we'll try and get as many games as we can up to, if they have a bye before the finals or whatever, that we can still play games then to keep these guys match hard and ready to go when they're needed.
Absolutely. Hey, Cheese, really appreciate your time, doing a wonderful job with the bankers in the scratch match series, as we like to call it. I know scores are being kept, but nobody's obviously paying attention to anything other than...
So did you win yesterday?
No, I got beat.
We played a very experienced Bulldogs team, so it was very good to play against the Bulldogs. They had some guys that have played a lot of AFL footy, so it was good for our young guys. We got beaten in the end, so it was a good hit out.
Good stuff. Cheese, really appreciate your time. Good to talk, and hopefully we're catching each other for a beer somewhere between now and Christmas when you get back from up north.
Sounds good, guys. Catch you later.
We'll let you get back to your sports bar.
Prestige Jaco, pre-game interview.